So Jesus says today that if we look at the fig tree and we see that the branch becomes tender and sprouts leaves, you know that summer is near. And for us, when we look and see how the trees are being stripped bare, we know that things are passing. Things will pass. The greenness of summer seems like a distant memory right now, as we see the trees losing all their leaves. So we know that the death of winter is just around the bend. And likewise, our scriptures today, through the prophet Daniel, through the sacred writer of Hebrews, through Jesus himself, remind us that the status quo of this world will pass. That is, this is not it. Someday, and we do not know the day or the hour, there will be a time of great distress, the distress of the demise of history. And there will be a harvest. The wheat will be separated from the darnel or the weeds. And among those who are awakening from the sleep of death, Scripture tells us, some will receive everlasting life, and some will receive shame and everlasting disgrace. And among those living, the people of God, whose names are written in the book of life, they will be spared the great distress. So, what is this book of life anyway? Well, Scripture refers to it many times. In Exodus chapter 32, verse 33, God says, "Those who sin against me are the ones I will blot out from my book." Jesus says in Luke chapter 10, verse 20, "Rejoice that your names are written in heaven." And in Revelation chapter 20, verse 12, it says, "And then another book was opened, the book of life, and the dead were judged according to what was written in the books as their deeds deserved." So, how do I get my name written? How do you get your name written in heaven, in the book of life? Well, obviously it has something to do with the way that we live in this body. As Scripture says, if we sin, our names are blotted out. So it has something to do with the way that we live in our body. And who is Jesus speaking to when he said, "Rejoice that your names are written in heaven"? He wasn't saying that to everybody, but he was saying that to a very particular group of people. That is, his disciples. And what are disciples? They were the ones who looked to Jesus to be their teacher. Moreover, they were the ones whom he had just sent out on mission to do the things that he did. So if we want to have our names inscribed in the book of life, then we've got to be disciples too. We've got to be looking to Jesus to be the one who teaches us. We have to be ready to be sent out on mission. And that's what the church is saying these days about evangelization. That's not an option. So if we want our names written in the book of life, we have to be those who go out to do the things that Jesus did. And so for that, that means that we need to be filled with the Holy Spirit. Divine wisdom, the Spirit of Jesus, who is divine wisdom and fleshed. And so Daniel, in our first reading, prophesies that the wise will shine as brightly as the expanse of the heavens. And elsewhere in Scripture, in the book of Wisdom, it says that divine wisdom passes into holy souls, making them friends of God and prophets. In other words, those who speak and act as Jesus in this world. But there's more. Daniel also says that those who instruct many in uprightness will shine as bright as stars for all eternity. And so that means that the harvest begins now. And Jesus' disciples are to be the reapers. They are to be the ones who are going to be separating out those whose names are written in heaven from the weeds. That's the call of evangelization. And so when we are not afraid to use the J word, does anyone know what that is? Yeah, there you go. Some people are not afraid to say that. That's good. When we're not afraid to use the J word, when we're not afraid to share our faith with others, then we are preparing them for everlasting life. We are instructing them in uprightness. We're opening up the door for them for everlasting life. When we bring our children to the church to be baptized and we take it seriously that we have to instruct them in the ways of Jesus, then we are preparing them for everlasting life. And so that is how we can shine as brightly as the stars for all eternity. That is how our names get written in the book of life. And so, brothers and sisters, let us heed the signs that things are going to come to an end. Let's take it seriously that we want to have our names written in the book of life too. And in order to do that, we must be disciples. We must be those who spread that word ourselves. To his praise and glory, amen.